This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. As violence gripped Bangladesh amid ongoing student protests, several reports indicated today that Sheikh Hasina has resigned as the country's prime minister and left the country in a military helicopter. Army Chief General Waqir-uz-Zaman today announced that an interim government will be formed to run the country. Bangladeshi media reported that PM Hasina left for a safer place after hundreds of protesters stormed Gonabhavan, the official residence of the prime minister in Dhaka. In a televised address to the nation, Bangladesh Army Chief General Waqir-uz-Zaman urged the countrymen to remain patient and maintain peace. Around 100 people were killed and over 1,000 injured in the clashes that took place between the police and the protesters on Sunday. The students had been protesting against a 30% reservation in government jobs for relatives of freedom fighters who wrested independence for Bangladesh from Pakistan in a bloody civil war in 1971. Protesters argue that this system is discriminatory and favors supporters of Prime Minister Hasina's Awami League Party. They advocate for a merit-based system to replace the existing quota. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Nadi, the Republic of Fiji, today on a two-day official visit, marking the first ever trip by the President of India to Fiji. She was received by William A. Gavoka, Deputy Prime Minister of Fiji, and P.S. Karthigeyan, the High Commissioner of India to Fiji. President Draupadi Murmu will participate in official engagements in Suva and Nadi tomorrow and day after. President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with President of Fiji, William A. Katonivere, and Prime Minister Sithiveni Rabuka. The President will address the Fijian Parliament and hold a community reception. The visit aims to bolster the historic ties India shares with the island nation. President Murmu will visit New Zealand on the 8th and 9th August in the second leg of a tour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government will keep working for the people of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh and fulfill their aspirations in the coming times. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, today on the 5th of August, the Parliament had decided to abrogate Articles 370 and 35A, which was a watershed moment in the nation's history. He said it was the start of a new era of progress and prosperity in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Prime Minister said the Constitution of India was implemented in these places in letter and spirit, in line with the vision of the great men and women who made the Constitution. He said with the abrogation, security, dignity and opportunity for the women, youth, backward, tribal and marginalized communities came who were deprived of the fruits of development. Mr. Modi said at the same time it has ensured that corruption, which plagued Jammu and Kashmir for decades, has been kept at bay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed joy that India's electronic exports are now among the top three exports in the country. Citing a social media post by Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw, Mr. Modi said, India's prowess in electronics is powered by the country's innovative Yuva Shakti. The IMD has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over West Rajasthan and very heavy rainfall over Gujarat and Maharashtra today. The IMD said very heavy rainfall is also likely over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand during the next 2 days. At Paris Olympics, in table tennis team event, Indian women including Manika Batra, Srija Akula and Archana Kamath beat the Romanian team by 3-2 in the pre-quarterfinal match. With this win, they have qualified for the quarterfinal. In shooting, India's Maheshwari Chauhan and Anantjeet Singh Naruka have qualified for the bronze medal match in mixed team skeet event. The Indian duo will take on China's pair in the medal match at 6:30 p.m. Indian time. Now the focus is on shuttler Lakshya Sen, who is going to aim to add a fourth medal to India's tally as he is taking on Malaysia's Zee Jia Lee in the bronze medal match of the men's singles event, which is underway. In athletics, India will be represented by two athletes, Kiran Pahal, who will compete in the women's 400 round 1, and Asian Games gold medalist Avinash Sable, who will strive to qualify for the 3,000-meter steeplechase final later in the day. And with that, we end this news bulletin.